U.S. House Representative Steve Chabot of Cincinnati wants Ohioans to know that to him, the democratically controlled Senate and President Barack Obama are to blame for the government shutdown. He says the leaders refuse to negotiate when it comes to the House's proposals to change the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. I asked the congressman about his stance on the health care law and the role it's playing in the government shutdown. There's a report that says 52,000 people in Ohio have federal government jobs who may or may not be furloughed during the shutdown. What's your message to them?
None of us want anybody to be furloughed. We wanted to avoid this if at all possible. It was the stubbornness of President Obama and the Senate Democrats in saying we're not negotiating, period, that has brought us to this point.
There have been a lot of votes in the House to completely repeal Obamacare, and we've also been hearing lately that these are, in the spending plan, these are compromises and we need to negotiate. If the president and the Senate would meet you on this and meet these provisions, would that be the end to an effort to completely repeal Obamacare?
Well, there are those of us that would probably still try to repeal it down the road, probably in a future Congress after the American people have had an opportunity to have another election and there are more like-minded people in the Senate.
If a straightforward, clean spending plan were to come to a vote without any policy changes, would you vote for it?
No, absolutely not.
The congressman says the attempt to change the health care laws through the spending plan is not unusual. Chabot adds that reasonable minds need to prevail in order to reach a deal. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.